Well, hello everybody. This afternoon we're with Terry Dentith, who is going to talk to us about a new technological advance which is almost obsolete. Well, not obsolete, but they've just improved on it so much since he bought them 5 weeks ago. But we're going to talk about the new Ray-Ban glasses, which you can put on and ask them what you're looking at. Terry wants me to try them out, so I'm going to put them on and look at Terry, and it will tell you what I'm looking at.
You put them on?
They're going on now, like a pair of sunglasses. Oh.
They made a little sound.
What am I looking at?
No, you have to say, "Hey Meta," which wakes them up.
"Hey Meta."
"Look and," which takes a photo, and then whatever you want to say, "What am I looking at?" But you have to say that, "Hey Meta, look and... what am I looking at?"
Okay. "Hey Meta, look and what am I looking at?"
"You are looking at a person sitting in a chair."
Gas questions.
I don't know if you heard that. It said you were looking at a person in a chair. You could hear it as well.
Yes.
But it didn't describe you, Terry.
Well, no, you need to ask more questions.
Okay. "Who am I looking at? Describe."
If he goes to sleep, you just say, "Hey Meta."
"Hey Meta, who am I looking at? Describe him."
"You are looking at an older adult with grey hair, wearing a striped shirt and grey vest."
"What colour is the shirt?"
"The person is wearing a purple and white checkered shirt."
"I don't know. What is behind the person? What is the backdrop?"
"The backdrop appears to be a bookshelf with several books and other items on it."
This is astonishing because it's true, even the colours of your shirt.
Yeah.
The awful thing is that because I can see you, I can check it out. But would it give you any idea of distance away?
Well, you could ask how far I am. How far are we apart?
"Hey, Meta, how far away is the gentleman?"
"The gentleman appears to be sitting relatively close to the camera, possibly within a few feet."
It's so weird, like a story.
Yeah.
Tell us how they have developed in the last 5 weeks since you started wearing them.
Well, about 2 weeks after I bought them, they announced that Mark II was coming out within the next few weeks, so any time now. So there'll be a new version of them.
Will you get them, or are you happy with this version?
I'm delighted with them.
I think it's extraordinary.
Unless they're a significant move forward, I shan't bother buying any more. There are other makes that are coming out. I was talking to somebody yesterday who gets a lot of support through blind veterans. He used to be in the RAF. And one of his fellow veterans... says that he's got a pair of Oakley glasses which are lighter and they're waterproof, which the Ray-Bans aren't, and he finds them easier to use. He's got both pairs. He's got the Ray-Bans and the Oakleys. They're more expensive, but again, Oakleys have announced that they're soon to bring out Mark II, which will be cheaper.
But have they announced what advantages there will be? Oh, just cheaper,
well,
but still
cheaper.
Waterproof and...
Yes,
accurate.
I mean, the Mark II Ray-Bans, they're saying they've got a bigger battery in them. They last longer.
How long would these last? Do you constantly have to be replacing batteries?
No, they're rechargeable. If you're using them sort of constantly, full-time, they last 4 or 5 hours. But you can leave them sat there and they don't use any power. Just here, there's a case. that they slip into.
Like a normal glasses case, yes.
Like a normal glasses case, but they clip in. And this you can plug in, and this charges for 30 hours.
Yes, I can see it's got...
So you can keep putting the glasses in. So yes, when the glasses run out,
and
you clip them
into
here.
And they recharge when you're not wearing them.
Yes, but you don't need these plugged in. There's the battery inside here is quite big.
Yes,
and that's a 30-hour charge. So you
I
can
see
charge
that. There's
the
a little light on the clip-in thing.
Yeah. So if I was going on a journey, I'd take the case with me, as well as the glasses, and then when the batteries start to run out, slip them in, charge them, less than an hour to charge up, and they're away.
Now, I know that you have gone blind, so you have strong memories of where things would be or what they would look like if you're told. I found it very disconcerting to be told what you were wearing, and I couldn't think what to ask the question apart from that, because I could see it and it was right. But if you had never had much vision or none at all, do you think it would be equally helpful to you to know surroundings, or would it take away some sense that you have that's sort of magic, you know, to people who can see things, that you would know?
I think...
Almost like radar, do you know what I mean? It's...
Yes, yes. Well, of course, people that have been blind since birth, they have had to build up pictures, because they move around.
I wonder if it might destroy them a bit if they can then be told exactly.
I don't think so. I mean, they might be told what something looks like, but chances are somebody else, a sighted person, has told them anyway.
Yes. Or they'd have felt it.
I mean, before
it
I had the glasses, when I walked into Beccles, and somebody would say, you know, "Are you all right?" A number of that. "Are you all right, lad?"
I'm 76
years old.
I'm wearing Ray-Bans, though. That's so cool.
I can say, you know, "I'm looking for this," and they'll tell me. And you know, so I, without the glasses, I still have that picture, because Beccles is changing.
Yes, this is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So my map of Beccles, the streets are the same, but Beccles is probably one of the most difficult places to be blind, because of the variation in the roads, the pavement widths, all the different furniture. Lampposts are sometimes at the front, sometimes at the back of the pavement. You know, it's...
But now you feel more confident to walk about the town.
Yes, I have to keep asking, you know, sort of, what can I see? Particularly when I'm crossing things like Homegate, because the pavements don't line up. If you're coming this way, you walk off the pavement and you walk into the end of the house. If you're going the other way and you go straight off the pavement, you're in the road. So, you know, that sort of thing I would now use the glasses to check. But it's also, you know, if I'm trying to find a shop, I can look at a shop and say, you know, what am I looking at? And it'll describe the shop, and if it's not the right one, I can ask how far away it is. It's quite a broad camera angle.
Okay. Last time I was here, you were able to ask your phone, be my eyes. You were using that app?
Yes.
And it would tell you what you could be reading, like a menu or something.
Be My Eyes rings half a dozen people, right? One of them answers, and then they then use your camera to see what you're looking at.
Okay.
Right. Be My Eyes have linked up with the Ray-Ban Meta, and so wearing the glasses, I can just say, "Be My Eyes," and it will ring half a dozen people, and one of them will answer. So, but I can actually read menus with the glasses.
Well, this is what I'm thinking, because it says, "What am I looking at?"
Well,
it would tell you.
If you take one of the pieces of paper that was on the end here.
Yes, I will. You take
the glasses.
There's
a poster.
Well, yes, I'll find it.
Yeah.
Is it the Rotary Club?
There's a poster for a dance.
Oh, okay. Swing back in time.
Yeah, put the glasses on.
Okay.
Hold it up.
Okay.
You say, hey Meta, look and what am I holding?
Hey Meta, look and what am I holding?
You are holding a flyer for an event called Swing Back in Time.
Can you describe it?
The flyer is blue and orange with white text. It features a large vinyl record in the centre and lists the names of several musicians and their instruments. The title Swing Back in Time is written in bold white letters at the top.
This is quite incredible, because the fact that it knows it's a record, a vinyl record, the whole record is not there. There's only probably 45% of it there. The rest is text and pictures, but it's known that it was a vinyl record.
Yes. And if you asked, it will tell you the musicians and the instruments they play and so on. If you hold up a piece of paper, I had a hospital appointment and came through the post. I held it up, asked the glasses what it was reading, and read what I'm holding. It read it, gave me an appointment, and I asked it, can you tell me again what the appointment was? And it went back into it and picked out the appointment and read that line.
That's incredible.
It is quite amazing. I've been decluttering my spare bedroom, which has become a dumping ground, I have to admit, and virtually everything it identified. I've got a small carrier bag of stuff that I'm not sure what it is, a number of postcards of street scenes, which I would guess are old Beckles, but it obviously didn't know.
Doesn't have names on them, people who sent them or anything.
No. So I've put those in a carrier bag and my daughter will have to sort those out.
Yeah. It's incredible. One thing we should talk about, because it's important with things like this, especially if they're changing and improving all the time, what is the cost? You're saying that these are not as expensive as the other ones, but can you get them on the National Health Service, or is it entirely a private thing?
I've not tried to get them on the health service because they're not prescription glasses.
No, and they might wait till they've finalised all the improvements,
yeah,
might they?
But those glasses, when I bought them, they should have been £320, including the case
and charger.
Yes. It was actually on discount, and I got them for £260.
That is not at all bad, considering what they can do.
Yes.
That's astonishing.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say much more than that. And as you say, as they refine them, they'll probably get cheaper anyway.
I'm not sure they'll get cheaper. I think they'll get better.
Better.
The way with technology, it tends to get a bit more expensive, but a lot better.
Yes.
And I guess that the new ones, because he's got a better battery, I guess at some stage they'll put a better camera in. Although that is 12 megapixels, which is pretty good. But other people are producing glasses, and there's going to be competition.
Could it not be... This is beyond my understanding, but... Could it not be that they weren't glasses, but they were eyeballs? But then you'd be always on alert because...
Yeah. My problem is that my eyeballs work perfectly.
Okay.
Right? The optic nerves have been crushed.
Oh, so...
So the eyes work, but there's no connection to the brain.
But
right?
These don't connect to your brain. They're just there. I'm just thinking about ease.
Yeah, but they don't give me a continuous picture.
I have
to keep asking it to take the pictures, and as I move,
and that takes quite a bit of time, doesn't it? Because you've got to wake it up each time.
Oh no! Once they're awake, they're not too bad. it starts to get silly when if I'm in a meeting and I have to turn the phone on silent and turn it not off, but put it into sleep mode.
Yes.
Then the glasses don't tend to work as well as they should. But I don't know
why.
Because it needs the phone working to work.
To do it.
Because it's Bluetooth to the internet or the phone via my phone. So there are other things coming on the market. I mean, you talked about having a lapel camera. I've not come across that, but there was somebody on Tech Talk talking recently where they produce a headband where there's a camera built into the headband.
And that would work in the same way.
And that works in a similar way. And there's an earphone that sort of hangs behind your ear. But that is a lot more technical than this is, in that it works in real time and it talks in real time and it identifies things. So it will tell you there's somebody in front of you, or tell you you're near the curb, or there's something parked on the pavement.
And only you would hear it, whereas with these it's audible.
I've turned the sound up on those because I was in a meeting yesterday.
Okay.
You can turn them right down and only I can hear. You would probably be aware that there was a buzz, but you wouldn't hear what they were saying.
Yes, okay.
Did you recognise the voice, by the way?
Was it my voice?
No.
Whose is it?
There are three voices on them at the moment. One is a fairly high voice, female voice, which...
This one wasn't high, I don't think.
No. And then there's a male voice, and then there's the one that's in there, which is actually Judi Dench.
Nice.
And yeah.
That was funny, actually, because I didn't really notice the voice. So I thought it must be, a familiar voice. But Judi Dench, everybody knows, so you wouldn't be totally aware of the voice. You're just listening to what it says.
Yes. Yes.
Just examining them, because I can't see anything through, the lenses that shows what they're picking up.
No, there isn't. There's
a
tiny dot.
Yes.
On the left hand side, the dot on the left hand side is the camera, and the dot on the right hand side flashes when it takes a picture.
Okay.
There is a video setting. I've not tried it yet. You can turn it on to video, and therefore the light stays on while the video's on.
But so what would you use that for?
I'm not sure.
Walking continuously, so that you're aware.
There is a slight lag, because it's got to go to the phone and then
first.
Back. So, yes, I mean there's a comedian called Michael Eagles from Sheffield, and he was using not this but a similar technology, and he crashed into something and was lying on the floor. And his phone said, "It's a lamppost."
That's what I'm thinking, a slight delay, because it's very accurate. By the time they said it, you would have...
Yeah, but you see, if I'm walking into town, I'm not that fast anyway.
No.
So I can stop and ask.
And you're anticipating.
And then wait for the answer and then
yes.
follow it.
Yeah.
One of the funny things is that when I'm looking at something and I'm asking subsequent questions, I was at the duck race committee meeting the other night and somebody held up one of the roadside boards, and so I put the cameras on and asked what it looked like, and it said it's a poster for Beckles duck race, and I was asking subsequent questions and the chap next to me was answering. And I had to sort of, I'm talking to the cat. I'm talking to the to the glasses. And that's not the first time that's happened.
They do lend themselves to comedy, from both sides,
yes.
Because people wouldn't be expecting it, and especially if it's turned up and they can hear it, as you say, in the meeting. I do think it's incredible.
Yeah. Part of me thinks, well, perhaps I should have waited and they'd be better. But actually, that's true with all technology. You
know? Yes, it's better to seize it while you can.
I've got my electronic walking cane. Version 2 is already out, you know.
Yes.
And you think, well, if I'd waited for version 2, it would have been better. But, you know.
But you'd have wasted all that time where you've got used to that one.
That's right. That's right.
And now you can just adapt to whatever the next thing is.
Okay, with the glasses, if I'm out and it starts to rain, I've got to put them away and I can't use them.
Yes. Before the winter, you might want the other ones.
Well, it may be. You know, it may be Mark II are so much
broad
better.
Broad-brimmed hat. Yes, if it's only... Yeah. I think the waterproofing in this country might be a good idea. It's been a lovely summer for Ray-Ban.
Yes. And the trouble is that a lot of these things are not produced in this country. I mean, that one, I believe, started in Canada.
Oh, really?
And then went to the States and then Australia and then came eventually to Britain. Yeah. So, you know, it's... I think you're just going to take the plunge, and if you find that, you know, eventually you're going to need something else, then you save up and buy it.
I think it's really exciting. Well, I know you were excited because... Yeah.
I mean, I suspect at some stage we'll end up having two different lots of glasses that do two different things.
Yes.
When you came in, I was talking to my Google Pod, asking actually about the Oakley glasses that.
Oh, there. Fresh in your mind.
And I got a very good answer from Google. I didn't. When I asked my Echo Dot, I won't say the name because it'll start talking to us, but I've got the two sat side by side. And the Echo Dot does things like lists and accesses radio programs that the other won't. I use it for talking newspapers, Three Rivers, and the magazine. Google won't because it's not a Google app.
Yes.
So they have different strengths. Google is much better and much more up to date. You know, if I ask for a phone number on one, it might give me the last one. Google will give me the current one. You know, I asked who was the latest Doctor Who, and
it gave you the one before.
Eric gave me Jodie Whittaker.
Yes.
Google gave me the latest.
Oh, so it's still.
So there is a difference.
Top in Googling.
Yeah. And the answers are fuller on the Google, usually. So I use both, you know, for different things and different reasons. But I wouldn't be without them either. Mm. And the phone is obviously the nerve centre. Everything works through the phone.
Yes. But, do you think more and more... blind people, especially as in your case where you have gone blind, and if people go blind gradually later, it's probably harder to negotiate the world. I don't know, you do, but do you think it's easier to pick up on the technology, or that you can make use of it because you haven't had to rely on other senses?
I find technology extremely irritating.
Me too, why I'm worried.
I've got a Sky Glass TV over there.
Yeah.
That's the third one. Right. And the original problem is still not cured. So
yeah, they're all just sort of made to go, aren't they?
And the trouble is that they don't send out a technician with them. With a Sky Glass, you have to do it over the phone, and so you need a sighted person to set it up for you. And I've asked Jerry three times to set it up, and I'm not asking him again, so I'll put up with it.
But at least the glasses seem simple.
Yes, yes.
Small, tactile, simple, and they're doing what you want.
I think
it's amazing.
I mean, there's things in there that you know, I could link Spotify, I could link Audible, I could walk around the town listening to my book. but I won't because I...
Because of the lampposts.
Because of the lampposts, but also because the speakers are behind the ear.
Yes.
You can hear...
Yes, but also the one thing about these is they might become quite heavy if you wore them a long time, I think. I don't know if you said the other ones are slightly lighter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't find that a problem.
No.
They're Ray-Ban sunglasses, you know.
I know. They look very cool. Well, it's been really helpful, and it'll be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, as you proceed with the technology.
There are other people around that know a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
There's a lady called Claire Berman at Suffolk Sight, who's one of their technology people.
Yes.
And I found her extremely good. This laptop in front of me was one that she mentioned.
Yes.
And it's custom built by two brothers, one who's blind and one who isn't. And they commission the laptop, and then they put all the stuff in it that you need.
Yeah.
And it comes with 8 hours training as well.
Well, probably quite a few of the listeners will be aware of the lady and can get advice about the glasses and everything.
Yes.
At Suffolk Side.
Yes. Yeah. There's Claire and the other one is Mel. There's the two of them are the sort of the experts, but I've rung RNIB. They've got a technical team,
yeah,
and they're very good, but they're not as responsive as Suffolk Sight.
Well, it would be nice if people could try them. It's really interesting, and thank you for this afternoon.
Yes, I do lend them to. I do pass them to other people.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
and a lot of people say yes. I want a pair.
Yes. They could see a use.
But, you know, whether it's worth waiting for the next few weeks.
Yes, it's only a few weeks, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And they may have teething problems if they're brand new. Yeah. Yeah. But they've been around quite a while, but it's only recently the government have backed down on that they didn't like Meta storing the pictures.
Oh, I see. I hadn't thought about that.
I mean, why Meta would want a picture of the post office in Beccles, I don't know, but...
and the lamppost.
Yes.
Don't forget that. Oh, well, yeah. There, this is a really interesting way forward and fascinating for me, but useful for you and hopefully for other people.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much, Terry.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you.